Youth Week 2024 is coming up on this Friday, the 5th of April to the 12th of April. Youth Week projects are developed and delivered by young people for young people. Two of this year's Youth Week ambassadors, Samuel Thomas and Fatima Merchant, join us now. Sam Thomas established Sam Spares, a non-for-profit organisation that saves unwanted e-waste from landfill. Sam also works as a support worker and he strives to overthrow the stigmas and limitations put upon his neurodivergent community. Fatima Merchant won the 2021 WA Lions Youth of the Year Award for public speaking, the 2021 Mercy Wellen Women and Wellbeing Youth category, and she also received the 2021 Commissioner for Children and Young People Participant Award. Youth Week will be launched in Albany this year. The theme is Head, Body, Heart, and there will be many events across the state. The annual Kickstart Festival, presented by Propel Youth Arts WA, in partnership with the Department of Communities, offers an exciting schedule, including a festival market day of workshops, performances and talks. Good morning, Samuel, and good morning, Fatima. Thank you for joining us on the record.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be here.
So, Samuel, could I ask you, who gets involved in Youth Week?
So it's members of the youth group, Youth Around Australia, aging from 10 to 25.
Awesome. And Fatima, what does Youth Week represent to you and why is it important?
Yeah, I think in one word, Youth Week is an opportunity. So it's an opportunity to celebrate young people, recognise the incredible work that they do in their local, but also like national and global communities. Mm. I think beyond that, it also provides us with an opportunity to really listen to young people and to think about what we can do in the future to better support them.
Yeah, totally. And Samuel, could you tell us a bit about this year's theme, which is Head, Body, Heart, and maybe what that means to you?
So the theme of Head, Body, Heart, to me at least, means the balance between your mental, spiritual and physical self and making sure that all those three are constantly in balance throughout your year.
Lovely. Do you have anything to add, Fatima? Like, do you resonate with that as well?
Yeah, I think the theme of Head, Body, Heart is also reflected in the various events that we have throughout Youth Week, so people can engage with their head, body and their heart with others and our community. So whether that is having a conversation with young people about ideas for our future or connecting with someone else's story or sharing a space with them through some of the art workshops that we have.
No, and in saying that, what are some of the events happening this week? What are you guys getting involved in? What can the community get involved in?
I think there are so many events. If you'd like to find out what's going on in your community, you can head to the WA State Government website. There are events happening in metropolitan Perth, but also right across WA. I'm particularly really excited for the Kickstart Youth Arts Festival. Like you mentioned, this includes a market day on the 6th of April, where there'll be lots of different stalls held by young people.
Definitely. And I'm wondering, Samuel, what is the best part about being a Youth Week ambassador? What is like a significant moment for you in your journey and how do you kind of get this role presented to you?
I'd say the most significant part in the journey is getting to meet everyone who's in the local community. So all across, we're getting to meet people all across WA, especially this coming Friday with the launch in Albany. It's been incredible getting to meet all the people and hear their stories and journeys.
Definitely. And you, Fatima?
Yeah, I think I would have to agree with Sam. Young people across WA are doing such incredible work, and I think that's been really reaffirmed throughout this process of engaging with them as a Youth Week ambassador. I think further to that as well, I'm really excited for our youth ambassador program, that like project that we're working on. It's Catalyst. It's called Catalyst, which is an online publication that aims to share the stories and the work of young creatives and young leaders. So I'm really excited to see that come together and capture this moment in time and everything that youth in WA have been working on.
Lovely. Do you have any event that you're looking to in particular, or is there something that you guys are playing like a big part in at all that's coming up?
I'd say the biggest event I'm looking forward to is the music festival, which is taking place, I think it's every night of the Youth Week is when it's planned, and I plan on going to a few of those at least, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think I'm excited for the closing ceremony. I know one aspect of that is reviewing with the Youth Planning Committee everything that sort of happened throughout the week. I think we've been working on Youth Week for quite a while, so it'll be really lovely to, at the end of that, look back and see what we've achieved and what we've contributed to.
Yeah, I guess that's the whole kind of gist of Youth Week as well, to look at all the great achievements that you and everyone in the community, or all the youth in the community, have gained. So you can get involved in some of these programs that are happening next week. They're all listed on the wa.gov.au website. That was Samuel Thomas and Fatima Merchant, this year's Youth Week ambassadors, joining me on the record. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to join me this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
That's all good.